potatoes.
Potato.
Potatoes.
Potatoes are not potato.
Potatoes.
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 Stupid sweet potato.
Potatoes.
Potato.
Potato.
Potatoes.
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 Potato.
Potatoes are like potatoes, potatoes, potatoes.
Potato. Potatoes. Potatoes.
Potato.
Potato.
Potato. Potato family.
Potato family?
Potatoes. 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 Potato. Potatoes. Potatoes.
Potato fries?
Potato.
Queen of the potatoes.
Potato.
Potatoes would be my only friends.
Good job.
Welcome to episode 6.
That is
7.
Good. That is good news.
Episode 7.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
That's good news because I was starting to think that as the as the theme song goes, so goes the rest of the podcast.
I know. I guess this one started really good.
Yeah.
So
you got us off on the right foot, Mike.
I guess it was an English lesson for how to pronounce the word potato.
Yeah. Mm. So an interesting tidbit about that theme song. I was listening to the podcast from last time, and I realized how many times you said the word potato. Like, more times than any word has ever been said in a conversation ever. So,
more than shut up?
And an interesting thing about that podcast is that every single one of those potatoes you heard, there was no repeats.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that halfway through. That
they were all individual different potatoes that I went through painstakingly and cut out of the podcast from last week.
So you were cutting up potatoes.
So yeah, I spent a lot of time cutting out the word potato from all over the place.
Yeah.
And then putting it back together in a song that actually sort of made sense.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Who was that angry person in the middle of the yell?
Stupid sweet potato. I don't know. Who would that be?
I don't know.
Who has angry outbursts? Every
I didn't
week?
Even use all of them. There were still other ones that I didn't use.
So you wasted potatoes.
I wasted potatoes.
How dare you treat it bad, my friends?
There are hungry people in some country.
So, yeah.
What are you insinuating over there? I'm not angry.
I said.
He said hungry.
Hungry.
Oh, okay.
Are you not that either?
What, are you insinuating something?
No, that would have been.
You know, fat people usually always hungry, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I assumed.
The other night I texted Mario and all I said was, Mario, do you want to go to dinner tonight? And he texted me back, are you asking me to dinner because I'm fat?
Because no one else would ever want to go to dinner.
I know, of course.
Because skinny people don't eat.
No.
Yeah. Did you ever see a skinny people texting another skinny people, you want to go out for dinner tonight? That would never happen.
I think it happens.
No, it doesn't.
I think we would have to be skinny to know if that happens.
Because skinny people would be like, oh, let's go get a salad somewhere. Well, fat people would be like, I gotta spend a lot of money.
No, Mario.
What about dinner implies that it wouldn't be just a salad?
Yeah.
What?
What are you trying to say? They're skinny?
Yeah, I just said dinner.
I'm just letting you know that the store across from my office, which was like a restaurant for like vegan stuff, like all eating good and healthy.
Yeah.
Lasted like a couple of months. Now it's closed.
So because of you, did you like actively campaign to put them out of business?
Do you say
no? Because it's not in Cambridge.
How do you call when people like walk with the signs in front?
Protest.
Picketing.
Something like that. Italian, similar. So yeah. I thought it was
what is in Italian?
Picketaggio.
Picketaggio. Really? That's right. Our Italian lesson for today. Picketaggio.
So the verb would be picketare.
I think so.
Really?
I don't know.
You don't. Psh.
I don't know. We don't use verbs.
I don't know. I don't speak Italian.
Who uses those verbs anymore? Anyways, yeah, I was like.
Picketing.
Boycottare.
Boycotting? Is that a word too? Boycottare? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Boycott.
You were boycotting, Mario? Restaurant.
Yes. That's why they closed.
Did they mysteriously burn down?
Come on. You have to have a steak every meal you have.
Every meal?
Every meal. At least there must be a steak. Juicy, bloody steak somewhere.
We all ate together. No, you didn't. Okay, so we all went out to eat before this, and you're the only one that didn't get beef. Because me and Mike got only beef.
I go fish.
That's not true.
I go sushi.
I got beef, chicken and pork.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right.
Fatty.
Right, fatty. It's like a meat lover's without the pizza.
See, why skinny people will...
And some white
rice.
See,
nobody cares if a skinny person orders beef, pork, and whatever was the other dish.
Chicken.
If a fat person would order that, I'd be like, oh, of course, it's fat, so you have to have three times the amount of things that skinny people would not eat.
I don't pretend to know how skinny people think.
I don't. Me neither.
I haven't been one since I was like six.
Oh, come on.
No, I haven't.
I wasn't even born skinny, so I don't even know.
No, I was a little, I was close. I was close back in 07.
I was born fat.
Who's born skinny? I was chunky. I think I was 10 pounds or something when I was born. It's a lot.
Well, but you're now at 10 pounds anyway.
Yeah, now I'm 11 pounds actually. Yeah.
I was going to say, too bad Mike didn't get his beauty from his mom or his dad.
Thank you, Mario.
Your problem, wow. Mike.
That was very kind of you.
I nice. Love you, you know.
That's nice.
That's how I show my love.
It's going to seem out of place, though, when I cut out the fact that we're talking to my mom.
That's true.
You know what I was going to say? Mike's ugly.
No, okay. I always say to my friends that the day I'll start to talk good about them, they should worry.
Mm-hmm. You've said nice things.
Worry about Mario.
He said nice thing about me the other
Something's
day.
Something's wrong with Mario. Someone call the doctor.
Yeah.
He's being too nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we got the adequate Mario level today.
Yeah. I think so.
He's not.
Even though Mike wants me to go to anger management.
Yeah.
So, I do.
Of course.
Are we going to talk about that?
Well, Mario asked me if I thought he should go to anger management. And
you said no.
No, initially I was like, I don't know. Do you feel like you need to go to anger management? And you know, I wasn't sure. And then like we didn't really come to a conclusion. And then like a couple of days later, I was like, you know, Mario, I think I changed my mind. You do need to go to anger management. I think pretty clearly.
Not to like beat you up or anything.
Yeah, you try.
I don't
yet. Yeah, it's just I would shut never. Up.
Yeah, I just you shut up a lot.
Mm-hmm. People listening know how like many times you use that.
15 minutes ago, you bumped into me and pushed me just for no reason. No, sorry, I didn't see you. And then you pushed me again. Sorry, I didn't see you again.
That was done on purpose.
Exactly.
That's the whole problem.
I was lying.
Yeah. I was joking.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Anyways,
that.
I probably can go, but I don't know because I think I know what causes it. So
yeah. You do know?
I do know.
Is it a person, place, or thing?
I don't know.
I don't think the problem is not knowing what causes
it. My problem is that I know things, but I don't know things. Mm. Like, I know, but then at the end, I'm like,
you
I
know,
don't know.
One thing.
I know one thing.
No, I don't really
You know,
know
what? I don't know.
I was That's telling Mike, I don't know why we didn't change. Like, I'm surprised that 2 months ago we didn't change the name of the podcast to Mario Knows One Thing.
I know one thing that I know best.
Yes.
He knows best about one thing.
You're really good with that one thing.
And it's anger.
Yeah, it's anger.
It's what makes him angry. I just get glared at.
Yeah, that was an angry stare.
I'm not angry at people. I'm angry at life.
So what was this thing about, speaking of, about apologizing? You said you were supposed
to talk
about...
Oh, yes, that's what I was saying. That when somebody like... I don't know if you ever watched one of my favorite... I don't even know. It's not a show. It's a movie, you can call it. It's the Monster in Law.
Yeah, Monster in Law.
Okay.
Yeah, we know this is your favorite movie.
With right, J-Lo?
With J-Lo, yes.
J-Lo, and who's the older lady there?
It's not old. She's actually...
Is it Meryl Streep?
You're making fun of me? It's not Meryl Streep. It's... what's her name?
It's one of those ladies.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my word.
I'll look it up for you.
Like Carol Burnett.
Oh, James Fonda. James Fonda.
James Fonda.
James Fonda.
Jane Fonda, whatever her name is. Jane Fonda. Okay.
James Woods.
Listen, Meryl Streep and James Fonda would be a nice couple.
James Earl Jones. Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda, right. Yeah. When she, at the end, she meets with her her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they start to slap it. No, I'm lying. Sorry. The part between when Jennifer Lopez and... is it Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Okay. When J-Lo and her start slapping each other.
Yeah.
So there is a part that Jennifer Lopez slaps her in the face. Uh-huh. And then she slaps her again. And then Jennifer Lopez slaps her and says, sorry, right after. Uh-huh. So she slaps her again and says, you never apologize after you slap somebody in the face, which is true.
Uh-huh.
You should never apologize.
Okay.
The moral of the story is Mario is against apologies.
Yeah. So this is
no,
just...
That's how this conversation
either you apologize,
got started.
But you, yes.
The other day we were talking about that expression, I love you means never having to... Wait. Loving someone means never having to say you're sorry. And I thought how stupid that expression is because it doesn't make any sense. But Mario is saying it does make sense. You should never say you're sorry for anything.
Right. He doesn't even sound like he wants to explain
if you
it.
Love,
he just wants us to know.
If you love me, you should understand that I don't do things because I hurt you. It's just because I'm stupid.
Right.
So I don't have to apologize because you already
know
that.
No, but you
that.
Should still apologize out of humility because you want, you know, it shows effort on your part.
Would to you make be things bored right. that a person apologizing to you all the times?
And they would have to love you to know how stupid you are and still be with you. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but you don't have to apologize for being stupid all right. the time.
It's just like
some things you can't change.
If you love
I'm
me,
I'm not saying that you have to slap your wife and then not apologize. I'm just saying
getting
that
a whole other place.
Yeah,
now.
No, I'm just saying that when somebody does stupid things, you know, but like. Sometimes you don't need to apologize because it's like...
No, I agree in the sense that I think if you love somebody and they do something stupid and maybe they don't even realize they do it,
right.
you don't necessarily require an apology from them.
Thank you.
To make, to, for things to be okay because you can just look it over. You can look over it, I should say.
Like you don't want to hold the grudge because they didn't say I'm sorry. It's just because right. sometimes they don't even realize you they did just, something stupid.
Yeah, exactly. But... Right. For if you're the person that did something and you realize you did it, you should still say you're sorry.
Unless you slapped him in the face.
Unless you slapped him in the face, I guess.
So you should just make everything look like an accident. Right?
That's
like
a good plan.
Should, yeah, you just...
Like before that, I pushed Mike. Oh, Mario. Like, sorry, I didn't see you.
Yeah, right.
But I said sorry, though, see?
Yeah, you failed.
See?
I totally failed my theory.
But that's because he knew you did it on purpose. But the key is to make him really think it was an accident.
And then make them think you're so clueless you didn't even realize you did it afterwards.
Yeah. It's like, well, he loves me enough to know how stupid I am. Because that was the moral.
Do you guys?
Huh?
Love me enough to know how stupid I am?
Yep. We love you enough to not think you're stupid.
I just said yes.
Some people should learn from you, Brett.
I know.
I really think too.
Yeah.
That's also weird. Like, so, thinking that somebody hates you somewhere around.
Nobody.
I'm pretty sure somebody does.
Nobody hates me.
Oh my God. There must be somebody in the world. There must be somebody who would be like, oh my God, Mario, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
He's so fat and disgusting.
Somebody listening to this podcast right now is thinking that.
It's probably somebody in this room.
I'm probably sure.
One of our nine listeners is thinking that.
No, I'm pretty sure that everybody has somebody around. They'd be like, oh, can't stand that person.
Yep.
And then when they see you, like, oh, nice to see you.
Well, maybe they just don't act like they're happy to see you. They just don't tell you they hate you.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can totally tell that they don't want to be in your presence.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I can't stand
how life is.
I can't stand having people that I know are mad at me for something or don't like me because of something. Not that I shouldn't say don't like me because I'm not obsessed with everyone liking me. But if I know someone's upset with me for something, I like can't stand it. Like I have to make it right.
Yeah.
I have to like make sure that they
that's,
know.
That's the way it should
or
be.
Do my best. If I fail and they still don't like me, that's the end of it. Oh well. But right, at least right. I tried. Yeah, I have to at least try.
That's what we were saying. That's why I ignore people when I just...
Yeah, I'm not okay with people like if I do something stupid and I think it offended someone and I'm just like, oh well, they'll get over it. I have to like try at least.
Because you know what? We better talk after this.
It's their bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't like me, they're losing something. I'm not losing anything.
That's true. If they don't like you, they're
crazy.
That's right. They don't like sweet potatoes either.
They're losing like 3 hours worth of podcasts at this point.
You know what I was thinking? Is, you know, how someone hasn't fallen in love with Mario just listening to the podcast.
Oh, I bet someone has.
I bet.
I don't think so.
I think, how could you?
Anyways, we do not talk about Mario's private life.
This isn't your private. This is your public life.
Yes, it is.
This is on the internet. Like, how could you?
If you've fallen in love with Mario, send us a message on Google Plus.
Please. That's not happening.
No, but.
I mean, listening to Mario.
Nobody would ever love me. Even my mom said that it would never happen.
Really? No, your mother did not say that.
Yeah, did I tell you the story that she...
Your mother also told me I'm sad and depressed, so...
My mom once said...
maybe she's right.
My mom once called me...
Mario.
And she said, what did she say? Yeah. Oh, she was like, you know, Mario, I had a dream. I was home in Italy, and you came home, and then after you walked out, a girl, and you said, Mom, hi, this is, you know, I'm dating, this is my girlfriend.
What was her name?
And she was like, I don't know. And mom said, but don't worry, Mario, I know that would never happen anyways. I was like, what?
Wow.
Really, mom? And he's like, no, I didn't mean it that way. I was like, how? How can you mean it another way?
I know you'll never bring a girl home. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I know it's not going to happen, Mario.
Yeah. So I'm going to die alone with my sweet potatoes.
But your mom listens to this, right? So she's going to hear that.
Though. I don't think she does.
Well, that's a good test.
If your mom calls you
up angry in about a week from now. Yeah. You'll know she listens. If
and
she does,
she'll say she won't say it on the phone. Then she'll hang up and go, "Stupid Mario!" When you're still here,
that's true.
My mom is one of those person that after you done calling, she would talk before she hangs up. So she would be like, every time I would call her from school, like, to come pick me up, I'd be like, Mom, can you come pick me up? She'd be like, yeah, no problem. I'm leaving like 5 minutes. Let me, you know, start walking. I'll get you on the way. I'd be like, okay, so I'll be there. And then after, like, okay, bye-bye, I would hear, stupid Mario always calls it. And then she's like, really, Mom? Thank you.
We're learning
every
a lot
every single
today.
Time.
This is insightful.
Mom, I can hear you.
Yeah. We're learning a lot about Mario. And, you know.
See, and then you ask why I'm angry.
Yeah.
See? I never did that. Never hung up. I never said things.
Well, you sleep. That's
the other
why.
Night I hung up on you. I hung up before you said something.
I know. I was being a good friend.
I know, but I thought was the like conversation was over. Me. We said goodbye.
No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
Not quite.
We don't get to the level. But I was saying something nice, and before I actually finished, in the middle of it, do boo 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 boo. I'm like, okay.
And then he sent me an angry text message.
And then yes,
and he sent me an angry text message. I was trying to say something nice. Like, I'm sorry. You said goodbye, so I hung up.
You're Italian my best.
Italians say ciao so many times at the end of the conversation that you never know when it's actually over.
That's true.
Ciao. Ciao, 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 ciao,
ciao.
Okay, is it over now? Can I hang up?
I think that is the awkward thing of conversations. Even at work, when a call actually finishes, it's weird because you get into that, okay, how do I end this?
Yeah.
So I'm like, do you have any other questions? No. Okay. Bye. And then you'll be like, okay. And you're like, okay, now you have to hang up. But then you hang up. So you're like, okay, bye-bye.
Mario does that with customers. No, you hang up.
No, I have.
I cannot hang up because sometimes I can never hang up because sometimes they're like,
you have to wait for
are you still here? Up. And then, you know, like, they have another questions right before they're hanging up. So you don't want to like hang up on them. Uh-huh. You always have to wait.
Maybe you should, anyways.
I used to work for a guy that would never say goodbye. He just hung up the phone.
So I know who that
the
is.
The phone would ring.
I know exactly.
And
who
I'd
that
pick
is.
It up and I'd be like, hey. And he'd be like, hey, did you do that thing I needed you to do? And I'd be like, yep. And then I'm like, hello? It's gone. Like as soon as you got whatever information,
isn't that
he
a
needed,
sign of being mad?
He would just hang up. Like it would just like the end of the conversation. Like he didn't say okay, thanks, bye, or anything. Just click.
So Russians I know exactly who that is, and I can tell you that person one time was at my house, doing work in my house, and we were walking through the house and we're talking and we're chatting and I'm like, yeah, so blah blah blah. And then he would say something, and then I would say something back, and then we keep walking, and then he got like something. A little bit ahead of me, and went out the front door.
Yeah.
And then I was still inside the house. And then, you know, I thought, oh, he must have to go to the truck or something. Like maybe he needed.
He just left.
And then, yeah. So my dad comes home like a half hour later because we live in the same house. And he's just like, hey, where did he go? I said, I don't know. I think he's like, he didn't see him out front. And he's like, no, his truck's gone. And I realized he just kept walking and walked out. And he didn't say bye. There was no end to the conversation. He just kept going.
Maybe he just has a really hard time with goodbyes.
He does. I know on the phone. Same thing on the phone.
Probably goes in the car and cries.
You just be like, how does that sound? And I'll be like, good. And then you'll be like, okay, well, great. And then you realize he hung up second he said good. Yeah. Yeah, I know who you mean.
He's done.
I had a friend when I was little, too, that would he would literally, and I still do this, and I think I started doing it as a joke, and now I really do it, where when the conversation would end, he would literally just go, okay, bye. And okay, bye. Just hang up.
Okay,
it's like all one word.
Russians are like that. It's true.
As a people.
All of them.
No, they're like, it's their culture. They don't like entertain conversations. Like, because I remember I used to, when I was
German
in university. No, when I was in university, there was a girl that was from Russia.
Soviet Russia.
And
phone
I thought she was like,
on you.
We all thought she was rude at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But then, starting the culture, we found out that, for instance, if you call, like, is Mike home and the mother picks up, you'll be like, okay, so can I leave, you know, okay, what time is he going to be home? They're just like, is Mike home? No. And they hang up. And you know, did you get mad? They're just the way they are.
You
they
got
don't
mad.
Wanna...
Yeah, you got
some
angry.
People are the opposite of that, though. If you call and you say, hey, is Mike home? They say, they would get upset because you were being rude, not having a conversation with them first.
That's true.
Like, yeah. Oh, hey, how are you? This is Mario. How are you doing? Blah, blah, this and that.
But I don't want to have a conversation
like, oh,
with you.
By the way, is your son home?
Or that sounds rude.
Is your brother home? Or is your
mother
home?
I think it would
home?
Be more rude doing that. Oh, by the way. I mean, like, okay, I'm done with you. Can I move on?
This is what you do. You pretend you don't know who picked up. So when you call and somebody picks up the phone, you go,
who's this?
Yeah, I'm looking for Mike. And then you just, you know. And then if they say, oh, this is so-and-so, and then you have to talk.
Anyway, that's not happening anymore because nobody calls house phones anymore.
No,
I don't
anyone even
people
have
just
house
call
phones
cell
anymore.
Phones.
I don't like to talk to people.
Do you have a house phone, Brett?
We do. We just never use it. The only thing
I don't even
use
have that number.
The only thing that I use it for is to listen to a reminder voicemail from the dentist that I have an appointment the next day.
Drop that M&M.
End of days. Mario's dropped an M&M.
It was a blue one.
Oh, no.
Oh, not a blue one.
We're going to get past the tolerable
Hold
level
on, we have to get a search party together for this M&M. Wow, Mario's pulling everything, all the wires out
oh,
now.
Oh, I forgot I have the headphones on.
Are you still going to eat it?
Yeah, of course. 5 seconds rule.
It's like a minute, but okay.
It's fine.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. It was good.
It's Mike's kitchen, so it's good.
That's my favorite noise.
Mario's listening to...
Those are my customers on the phone sometimes. Hey, do you have any availability on the tour that goes to Turkey? And you're like, please, shut that mouth.
Do another one.
You do it all the time.
I want to hear another chewing person impression.
Hey, Brad.
Yes?
What are you doing today?
Okay. Not bad.
Those M&Ms are good.
Which ones?
You like the podcast so far? That is disgusting.
I can almost taste the M&M on that one.
So, did you hear that crunch or that peanut that got broken?
So
that was good. I'm eating a yellow one. That's the sound of a yellow one.
This sounds like it would be like a 900 number for fat people.
What are you eating now? I'm eating a yellow one.
Did you hear the
candy? Can you hear that peanut crushing in my mouth?
What color is this?
Did you hear me snap through the candy shell?
What color is this?
What color are you eating? Green. Oh, I take the green ones out.
How much does the scale say?
Stop making fun of fat people.
How fat are you?
Oh,
good laughs.
All right. So we talked about Mario going to anger management, which I think we all do. We vote on it and agree that it was a good idea.
Yes.
Okay. If we didn't, we should. So
two votes for yes.
This isn't bad though, because last time Mike texted me and
one vote for I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah. I punch both of you.
Two votes for shut up. Yeah.
Why did you draw a snake?
I don't know. He's more like a snake puppet.
Brett just draws things while we try to record this podcast.
Yeah, but you notice I'm the most focused?
No, you're not.
Second most focused.
Is that why you're wearing glasses?
That sounds like a compliment. My face is focused.
You don't want to have a focused face.
That sounds like you could get into like a bad place pretty quickly.
Yeah.
All this.
But you know what? After the last podcast.
All these F words.
After the last podcast, me and Mario's friendship actually survived.
It did. That's true. That was a big question.
It can endure the toughest
after
of times.
After you said you want me dead.
So, I didn't.
See, you just reminded me
I didn't say I wanted you dead.
You said you're looking forward to go to my funeral.
So here's what me and Mario worked out. It's that Mario would fake his own death. I would throw the funeral. And then Mario would move to Idaho.
Sounds good.
One would know. And then everybody wins.
Can I move to Idaho after I go to Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Oh, that's something to talk about, Mario. Everybody your news.
Because people will be looking for you in Idaho right after you die, thinking that's where you went. So you need a little time in Costa Rica.
No, John. Who are you?
Wow.
No, Brett. Because I'll be dressing up as a potato. So people will not see me. Will think I'm a sweet potato.
What if you get eaten?
Oh, by who? Speaking of sweet potatoes.
Who eats sweet potatoes?
That's all they do.
Animals eat sweet potatoes?
You do. So I guess you're okay.
I'm sure they do, yeah.
So you see a bear will see me and like
animals
chase me.
Speaking of sweet potatoes, I just have to give credit and a shout out to one of our listeners, Bobby, who drew an awesome picture, or I shouldn't say drew an awesome picture, but put together a picture of a sweet potato family or a potato family with the sweet potato outcast.
Yeah. Yep. And that was awesome.
Put a title on it as awkward family photos. And it was pretty amazing.
So I was surprised twice by that. One, because we had a fan. And then two, because it's not somebody I knew.
I know it.
I know.
Do you guys know him?
I don't, personally.
Not really.
So he's a friend of a friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's our friend now.
Of course.
Bobby, you're in.
You're
part of the group.
Is he in another state?
Yeah, California.
He's in California.
Okay. But he can be on the show if he comes to Boston, right?
He can.
Yes.
Is that
he's an invitation, comment.
Bobby? I actually heard that he might be coming at
come
some
on,
point,
come
not
on,
too
Bobby.
Far in the distant future.
Yeah.
But if we're still doing our podcast at that point, you know.
I know. Tomorrow, I want more listeners. What's Marta going on here? Died. I'm wasting my breath. I'm precious.
Yeah, people. Spread the news. What's wrong with you?
Mario's got
it's
only,
up to you.
Only
we
so
can
many
only do so much.
Give.
And the rest yeah. is on you to spread the word.
Yeah.
And did you guys hear about the threat of kidnapping in Peru?
The what?
Threat of kidnapping in Peru.
No, I didn't. I heard some of your customers
the
are worried about that,
the
though.
The U.S. is warning, the Department of State is warning guests from going to Peru.
Really?
Because of the kidnapping threat.
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 Yep.
What did I say?
Threat.
What's that?
Nothing.
Well, it is a new war now.
It is now.
What about Costa Rica, Mario? Are they telling you not to go to Costa Rica?
I know, my job. No, I can go to Costa Rica.
Oh, good.
Plus, it's a year from now. Who's going to kidnap me anyways? Mario's fat people
sent.
Are hard to kidnap. Remember that. It's true. No. Can you picture somebody kidnapping? And then you see a fat people like, forget about this. We're not kidnapping nobody.
No, you know what, though? Maybe they're better. Maybe it's better to kidnap fat people because if you kidnap a skinny person, you got to keep feeding them and feeding them because you want to keep them alive to get ransom money.
Yeah, but you have to swell like...
A fat person can live, you know.
You need a bunch of people to kidnap somebody that is fat.
That's true.
Or yeah. just... You know, a wheelbarrow or
but
something.
But they always have like eight guys.
Right, you want to roll me to the car?
Speaking of your work, I heard someone liked your accent on the phone.
I know. A 75-year-old lady told me that I have a sexy accent.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That's pretty good.
Her and Mario are dating now. I have one more thing for you, Mario.
Just one thing?
Then we got that second thing in the list.
Oh, from the dentist?
Yeah.
I told Mike a true story about me.
Okay.
That I used to drive my scooter to the dentist in Italy, because the dentist was...
This is good already.
The dentist lives like 15, 20 minutes from my house.
Uh-huh.
So I used to drive my scooters to the dentist. And after I was done, I always remember that I used to get on my scooter and then go back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I would arrive home... I would have been grossed out by myself because I would have drooled everywhere because I'd be so numb. So when I'm home, I'll be like driving on the scooter at the same time drooling without even realizing. So see, one of these days, a cop was going to stop me and I'd be like, whoa. You're like,
sir, please step off the scooter.
And then you just walk away. Oh, poor guy.
Poor guy. Yeah,
that I'm was surprised weird. He even has a scooter license.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have a separate blah, blah.
What
do you have to have a separate license for a scooter in Italy?
Depends on the size, the power, right? Yeah.
Did you have a powerful one?
Not really.
No.
Well, now it's just a regular license because that's all they drive.
No.
So if you get a license in Italy, it's just to drive a scooter.
We're the best.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to say.
End of story. All right, guys.
This was really good.
This is... It was fun.
That's what you say every time, Brett.
Yeah,
at the end of every single thing, he's like, guys, this was really good.
And I always say, this was fun.
Yeah.
And then Mario says, I don't know.
I
I'm
hate
negative
you
Nunzio, so I don't
I
know.
I don't know. I hate you all.
I don't know. I hate
Shut
you.
Up.
Shut up. Shut your face.
I'll let you know my anger management
broken.
Course went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I ever take one.
We got to get you in that.
Mario might not be funny the next podcast.
They will kick me
if
out.
If he's not funny, we
angry.
Know that his anger management worked.
Boring.
I know.
All right, guys.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening.
Buona not.
Ciao.
All right. This is one way to help you feel better. Maybe we'll think of some more ways today. If you're angry and you know it, pound some clay. If you're angry and you know it, pound some clay. If you're angry and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're angry and you know it, pound some clay.
Yeah. Maybe.
Look at Mike's face.
What's wrong with my face?
You have anger coming out of your face.
If you're angry and you know it, shout, I'm mad.
I'm mad.
If you're angry and you know it, shout, I'm mad.
I'm mad.
If you're angry and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're angry and you know it, shout, I'm mad.
I'm mad.